Italian composer Antonio Vivaldi was born on this date in 1678 in Venice. He was taught violin by his father. In 1703, he was ordained a priest and later became known as the Red Priest for his red hair. He spent most of his career teaching violin and leading the orchestra at a Venetian girls' orphanage. After 1718, he became more involved in opera as both composer and impresario. His concertos were highly influential in setting the genre's three-movement fast-slow-fast form, with a returning theme for the larger group set off by contrasting material for the soloists, and he popularized effects such as pizzicato and muting. His L'estrato armonico in 1711, a collection of concerti grossi, attracted international attention. His La Stravaganza in 1714 was eagerly awaited, as were its successors, including the Four Seasons in 1725. In all, he wrote more than 500 concertos. His most popular sacred vocal work is the Gloria. Though often accused of repeating himself, Vivaldi was in fact highly imaginative, and his works exercised a strong influence on Johann Sebastian Bach. On this date in 1973, more than 4,000 people gathered at the Museum of Automobiles atop Pettigean Mountain for a memorial service in honor of Winthrop Rockefeller, who had died on February 22nd after serving two terms as governor. The museum was closed in the fall of 1975, and the remaining cars, with the exception of the governor's personal vehicles, were sold to Harrah's Museum in Reno, Nevada. The museum reopened in 1976. The 1951 Cadillac that Rockefeller drove to Arkansas when he made the state his home, and his 1967 Cadillac limousine, all remain in the present museum collection. The American Automobile Association was founded in Chicago on this date in 1902. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.